You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
This is what goes left. Never jumped a car with her battery. And I'm already setting up the excuse. Never jumped with her battery, right? The battery in the Suburban is big. It's long, right?
Yes.
I see the positive. I don't see the negative terminal that's tucked up under, like, where the hood stops.
Yeah, so that's an elbow.
Yeah, you got to kind of go at an angle. Which I was like, man, let me pop this lid off of this piece over here, see what's going on. I saw what looked like a negative sign, so positive, negative, positive, negative. Go start the car, nothing. Yeah. I look up, there's a whole flame jumping off on the jumper cable because that wasn't a negative. Flaming. I'm like, dear God. It's smoking on the car, on the navigator side where I'm trying to jump it. I was like, take that off. I walk around to the car, flame. I said, oh God. Just reaching there because I'm loose at this point. It don't matter. It don't matter because I got to at least let me burn me. if I'm going to burn the car down, I got to go down with it.
They tried to count me out. I'm going to count me in. Fill up my bank account. Now I got something to spend.
What's good? What's good, fam? Welcome to the Dead Son Show. We have meaningful conversations about life through the lens of fatherhood. It's for fathers, those with fathers, and the fatherless. Nobody's left out. These are the conversations we want our sons to access as they grow through life into manhood, so no topics are off limits. I'm one of your hosts, D. Johns.
I'm your other host, Jay Black.
How you feeling, my brother?
Feeling good.
Got it together.
Got it together, man. Listen, man, I wish y'all could... Well, that wish gonna be granted. One day y'all will see soon, man. It's a lot go into a finished product.
Yeah, man. I guess that would be kind of interesting behind the scenes to see all of what it takes.
Oh, the dance.
I do it so much sometimes I don't appreciate what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
And had a couple shoots earlier today, and the people that came in, they were like, oh, man, you got it going on here. And I'm like, yeah, it is a bit of a production.
That's it, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, man,
how life going? What's your week look like?
Boy, you want to get into it or you want to get to it?
Get to it. I'm to my cut to the chase.
In and out. Barry Sanders with it, man. This is, like, share, and subscribe.
Please.
If it's your first time watching, we appreciate you. If it's your 13th time, welcome back.
Yeah.
Anywhere in between, there's 80-some episodes for you to go check out. We appreciate you. Don't want to take that for granted.
Please understand that, Paul.
Man...
Yeah.
So those that know, we don't really coordinate.
No.
We'll coordinate on the topic, but we don't coordinate our viewpoints, our perspectives. Today, we didn't even coordinate on the topic. You said what we're doing.
Listen, I'm blind. I'm about to find out right now.
I said we're going to hit go.
Yeah.
And I keep looking around just to make sure everything is one of them days, man. Today, I want to get into the importance of slowing down. The importance of slowing down, man. It's I can pick many stages in life, but just going back 10 hours.
Yeah.
10
yeah.
hours on the day, man. I woke up and the car didn't start.
Yeah.
I had to go get a battery. And this is not woe is me.
Right.
But just with so much on my mind, I woke up thinking that today was going to happen like this.
Right.
This window, this window, this window, this window. And then when something throws that first window off, I'll be off my square for a little bit.
Yeah.
Kind of brought it back center. I was like, okay, cool. Got to go get a battery. Went to get a battery. And, you know, most auto places will change it for you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I go in there and I said, hey, do you guys change batteries too?
Right.
She said, I'm the only one in here as an employee was walking in the door. I said, okay.
Please.
All right.
How about now?
I said, man, nah. I just want to buy it at this point. So I tell her the make and model. She gives me the options. And she says, do you want a 3-year or a 5-year warranty? I said, what's the difference? One is 3 years, one is 5 years. She said, oh, you mean the price?
That's why I still cuss.
Yeah, right?
That's exactly why I still cuss.
I prayed and I had it. I interceded on my back. Yeah. Because it was coming.
Yeah.
And she didn't look like me or us. And she looked like it was a chore for her to be an employee at the time that I walked in there.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying?
You need me to do my job.
Right. So I'm looking. I'm like, just the price.
Yeah.
Then she explained a couple more things, got the battery. When I said, okay, so since I can't leave my battery here, you guys, when I exchange it, do I get my refund? Yeah, you just got to bring it back. This is my time to go.
Yeah. Right?
Come home. Had a couple sessions.
Yeah.
So I didn't try to change the battery because I was already off, my timeline.
Yeah, yeah.
Do the couple recordings. I go back outside to change the battery. And my jump box isn't charged. So I hit a couple cranks. The Joe was like,
nah.
Charge the crank box. Keisha pulls up and I pull her car close to mine so I can jump it.
Yeah.
This is where it goes left. Never jumped a car with her battery. And I'm already setting up the excuse. Never jumped on her battery. Right. The battery in the Suburban is big. It's long. Right?
Yes.
I see the positive. I don't see the negative terminal that's tucked up under like where the hood stops.
Yeah. So that's an elbow.
Yeah. You got to kind of go into the angle. I was like, man, let me pop this lid off of this piece over here, see what's going on. I saw what looked like a negative sign. So positive, negative, positive, negative. Go start the car. Nothing. Yeah. I look up. There's a whole flame jumping off on the jumper cable because that wasn't a negative. Flaming. I'm like, dear God. It's smoking on the car, on the navigator side where I'm trying to jump it. I was like, take that off. I walk around to the car, flame. I said, oh God. Just reaching there because I'm loose at this point. It don't matter. It don't matter because I got to at least let me burn me. if I'm going to burn the car down,
yeah.
I got to go down with it.
Yeah.
So I reach in there, grab the joint.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm like, man, something's wrong with the cables. Reassess the situation. As I took a couple deep breaths, I see the negative terminal tucked in the back there. I said, oh God.
Oh God. Oh God. Please.
Almost took down the entire vehicle. Because I just wouldn't slow down enough.
Like a good neighbor.
Just to get clear. Hooked that thing up, jumped it, everything's fine now. But I was like, man, how much of a microcosm is this for this year, for the last decade.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been needing to slow down, man. And thankfully this was all it took.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or at least I recognized it.
Out of the cage, yeah.
Boy, but how you, I think it's on par with how you came in here today. That's why I said I ain't gonna even say nothing.
Listen, I promise you, that's my day. Reference, note. It's a little bolt right there. It's grounded to the vehicle. You don't even need that negative post. Next time, bite that bolt right there.
The more you know.
That's your ground die. But that's what happened when you don't call your brother.
The more you know.
But same thing, man. My day today was chaotic. Controlled chaos, but chaos.
Yeah.
A lot of moving parts. It's holiday season. Family coming in. I'm picking my mother-in-law up at the airport.
Same.
In a little bit. Same. You doing the same. You got some picking up to do at the airport shortly thereafter. School. I'm in school. My son's activities at school. Just moving so fast, man. Mm-hmm. Like, case in point, I had no idea we were talking about this topic today. But you saw my energy when I came in, like yeah, you rattled. I am. I leave this morning. I get to the campus, my campus, to go to school. And my wife called me. She was like, hey, Bishop, I made him a doctor's appointment. When? Today. You think you can miss class today? Yeah. Yeah. Why? I ain't doing nothing. Bet. Grab him. You know, I tell her, I'll go up there and do it. Well, today is picture day at the school.
Absolutely. Retake.
Retake. The last batch of pictures that they did, wife had looked at the pictures and she said she didn't recognize her baby boy, Boston. I don't recognize him. I don't like this. That's fine. Lo and behold, today we got a retake. Fast forward, get all of that. I get to the school to pick this young man up for his doctor's appointment. I walk into the office. Mm-hmm. And I was like, hey, I'm checking Bishop out. He's got a doctor's appointment. She's like, you know, they tested him right now for GNT. That's gifted and talented.
What being the world are you?
Key point of slow down.
Calendar.
Just chill out, slow down. Nobody looked into this. We were told this.
Yeah.
We knew he had testing today. We knew they had photos today. We made the doctor's appointment today.
On today.
On today, for today. Called the doctor. He was like, I'm going to squeeze him in. Only to now be with the, hey, about that squeeze.
Yeah.
The importance of the topic is slow down 30 seconds. And I'm not shaming my wife. I'm not pointing fingers at my wife. We're a unit.
Yeah.
We as a unit fumbled on all of this information today. Right. So now the importance of slow down and be like, hey, this is very important, but what we got going on today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, just tell them we'll do it tomorrow. Me and my wife going out of town tomorrow. So now we'll be gone from sunup to sundown. Again, hey, excuse me, ma'am, just slow down. Wait. Tomorrow don't work. Only to then find out tomorrow does work. You see what I'm saying? The importance of not slowing down and thinking through the whole entire scenario, beginning to end, and checks and balances of what fits, what does not. Come to find out tomorrow does work because my mother-in-law is in town. She'll be able to get him to the doctor. But once we finally thought that thing through behind cancel, uncancel, schedule, cancel, never mind, I'm not going to check him out, leave him, scratch that, call the classroom back, tell them, don't worry about it. We're not canceling the test. Let them continue. You see what I'm saying? All of that could have been avoided with better planning.
Yeah. Even another part of the story, when I was leaving to go get the battery.
Yeah.
Tell my wife, I'm going to get a battery.
Yeah.
She says, will you be back in time to take Imani to school? That's what I heard. And I just got this blank stare because I'm frustrated. I'm like, you see, I'm in a crisis here. You talking about, can I take Imani to school?
Yeah.
I said, what time does she have to be there? She said, she said, can you be back to take Imani? Right. Because Imani had something other than her normal schedule today.
Right.
Had some kind of dance trip. They went out to Texas Women's College for something.
Yeah.
Wasn't aware. Wasn't on the calendar.
Right.
But
right.
We roll with it.
Right.
On today. I said, where does she need to be? She says, in Denton. This is 8:30.
Denton, Texas?
Yes. So now my blank stare is coming to a grimace. I'm like, you need me to take her to Denton? She's like, no, she has to be at the school. I said, okay, by what time? She said, before 10. I said, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But you need me to take her? She's like, are you going to be back in time so that I can take her to school? She thought I needed to drive her car because I didn't tell her that I had jumped my car and got it started.
Gotcha.
I was so far beyond the conversation.
Yeah, slowing down for it.
And then slow down to actually properly communicate. And I'm like, man, this is so many instances in my life that where I allow things to be more pressure than they need to be. And I'll take that moment to think that ends up costing me more time, resources. I told you about the gas line when we first moved in.
No, sir.
Trying to put up a $15 net to hold stuffed animals. I thought that I could knuckle knock to find the studs and find stuff behind the wall. I didn't want to go downstairs and get my stud finder.
Come on, somebody, or see
whatever else is running down. Gas lines running down.
Behind that knuckle knock wall.
Behind the knuckle knock. There was no stud.
So it's hollow right here.
So I drilled through, about to put my anchors in, and then Imani comes in. She's like, "You don't smell that?" I said, and then when I got quiet, I could hear it going, I had drilled straight into the gas line.
Into the gas.
So now I got to cut square out to try to get in there, patch it up, and call the people. The people come out. They like, "We got to tag and lock off your joint. Y'all got to evacuate." All this, like, it went from evening to sunset to night. We sitting outside in the driveway on some folding chairs.
I was just trying to put my stuffed animals
on. That's it. I said, and now I'm mad at the stuffed animals because why on earth do we need to hang this thing in this corner where there's clearly gas lines that I didn't check for? You know what I'm saying? That $15, $20 net cost me $2,400.
Or walk down and get the stud finder. Just come on down and get the tool. Because I'm notorious for that. I promise you. I'll stab a screwdriver in the wall looking for the stud before I go get my stud finder.
It should
bro.
Be right here. It should be. It should be right there, man.
But on another note, dealing with that same topic, because I've been watching these youngsters, man.
You went there.
These youngsters be on the gas. And side note before I get into that, because we're a little light today. If one more of my classmates call me sir, I'm a cuss. And here's why. These are some of the most disrespectful little kids on planet Earth. If you talk to these youngsters, it's yeah, nah, bro. I'm talking about at school. My kids don't talk to me like that. But in the streets, these kids, yeah, nah, bro, what's happening? Woot, woot, woo. But we in class, and now we get into a group discussion in class. And now you're the most respectful
person. They hit you with my bad, sir.
Yes, sir.
They be cussing, my bad, sir.
Man, your mama, sir, bro. We I'm your colleague mother. Right now. We talking about class. Don't serve me right now, dog.
Schoolmates.
I just had to vent that out. So now, think about, I'll use a prime example. Speaking of prime, they're now ridiculing Deion Sanders, right?
Of course.
So now, there are some rumors about some players, some top recruits and commits talking about they're decommitting or they want to go somewhere else. They're not certain if he's going to be there, stay there. They're, you know, all because rumors are circulating. This other university fired their coach. This university vacated their position. They could possibly pursue and double down. We're so quick to make emotional decisions and decisions that should have nothing to do with emotion. We're so ready to be tied into the feel-good moment of ride the wave. It felt so good. Everybody was, oh, he's the savior. Speaking of, you know, Coach Sanders, he's the savior. He's going to do this. He's going to be amazing. Everybody's over there. They're going to mop everybody. They're going to beat everyone. But then he did well. Now the team kind of hit a little slump because there's missing pieces. Those pieces have been exposed. Now, those same emotions that made the bandwagoners jump on the wagon, we hit a rough patch. I'm not a Colorado fan like that. I don't mean we like that. But a rough patch is hit. Wagon gets rocky. Instead of taking that moment to sit down and look or talk to the navigator about the path, hey, when we get halfway through this path, there's a rough patch. We're going to hit it. It's going to be rocky. Hold your seat. We get to the other side. We'll be fine. Because we didn't take the time to have that conversation and get that understanding, that's strike one. Now we hit the rough patch. We again don't take the time to time step and talk to this person or anyone of that matter to get an understanding of why we're at this rough patch. What does it look like? What does the other side look like? How do we get to the other side? Yeah. Those conversations aren't being had because we're so deep in our emotions that now strike two, we've made another knee-jerk reaction response or reaction to the situation or decision that if we just would have taken the time to slow down and get an understanding of what's going on and why, the benefit is on the other side. And just relax and see that thing through sometimes. We got to see it through.
Yeah, it made me think about my son, my oldest son. Actually, all my kids. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember last episode, a couple episodes ago, you were talking about, now you ask your son, why did you do that? Instead of kind of jumping off the deep end.
Yes.
And I realized I need to do more of that because it's some stuff I just don't.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Understand why it happens the way it happens.
Yeah.
Right. I can sit there and watch my son go into the refrigerator, grab something, make him a sandwich, walk off, leave everything out. And we'll lock eyes and he thinks that I'm just speaking. Like I'm trying to give you a cue, my boy. Go like pick your stuff up. He goes upstairs and I hit him. Like you left everything out. Oh. I'm like, you so in a rush to get back upstairs to whatever's going on upstairs that you leaving the house a mess.
Yes.
Well, me, I'm not necessarily leaving the house a mess, but I'm making a mess of my house, trying to rush through life and not think things through.
Yes.
So it was a aha moment. It was a just a reminder that that I need to be more of the thing that I want to see, right? To set that example. And like I just it was so frustrating and it was funny.
Yeah.
Like that's all I could really do and laugh at. Of course, if the car had actually burned up, it wouldn't have been
No. But I get what you mean.
That funny. But I'm thinking like as we see things happen in the world, we see the influences, we see the poor decision making that people make, let alone children, like the importance of breathing. Like we don't promote healthy breathing patterns. We promote grind, 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 get it done, get it done. Be doing something every part of the day. And like it's backfiring.
It is.
It's backfiring. And I don't want, especially as my kids, I got one in college and one going to college. And the one that's going to college is the one that's most like me when it comes to jam packing everything in life.
Yeah.
And just figuring it out. Like relying on the fact that I'm going to be able to figure it out. But without those pauses, like your decision making gets cloudy. And then those become like, you know, it's easy to fall into that rut of being down on yourself because you made a bad decision and you don't know that you can recover immediately in that moment.
Right.
So you let your behavior just kind of spiral and let things fester. I'm sharing it because I want, as funny as it may be, I want men to think about the importance of coming back to center.
Very important.
Like we can't do everything on the fly in terms of handling life. And that's not to say that men don't plan, but I know for me, I'm more prone to just take on more, not ask for help. And then when that balloon pops,
we got a problem.
So
on that note, man, I'm glad you said that. I just completed a project at my house. My wife is going through this phase of transitions in the home. She's changing a lot of things, her themes and her patterns and whatever. We own Christmas decor set number 3,211 at this point. So things that don't make sense to us as men, we have to accept sometimes and roll with it. That's fine. My point is, she was like, hey, I would like to get the master bedroom painted. I got that. I'm on that. She was like, no. Let's get it painted. Like, let's get that painted and some other things.
Mm-hmm.
My dad, I heard my dad in my ear. Son, we don't pay for things that we know how to do.
My pop.
That's really an outdated mentality for the lifestyles that we live.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why. I had this conversation with a gentleman, with a gentleman earlier today about things of how we were raised and the environment we grew up in. If you look at that environment and look at our current environment, they don't match up. They just don't. Baselines are there. Foundations and fundamentals are there. The circumstance, resources, they're just not the same, right? So now I have to continuously now get the lesson afterwards. Hopefully it's starting to set in to where I can take the time to pay attention and really assess something like this and get the front end of, yes, you know how to do it. Yes, you're capable. It'll be a great job. It's going to be perfect. All of that. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't. Is it worth the time that you're going to sacrifice? That time could be allocated somewhere else.
Yeah, opportunity.
You could have, right. I could have found somebody and paid them, I don't know, $200-$300 to go paint that room. Or I can paint here and there and there and there. And the room is in total disarray for a week because I don't have a steady 3 hours to go in there and attack this project and knock it out. So I'm doing an hour here, 30 minutes here, 20 minutes here, skip a day because, you know, the schedule, the calendar is so packed today. I looked up and we were a week and a half in to painting the master, maybe even 2 weeks, to where now she's throwing her little slugs, you know. She supported me, but she jugging, kind of trying to help me get the lesson of, because I hit her with this all the time, the CEO in the mailroom. So the problem with that I do to her all the time is a company cannot afford for a CEO of the company to be in the mailroom sorting mail. That's not to say that the job of sorting mail is not important or necessary for the function of the company. However, we're paying you to guide the ship, direct the ship. I can't pay you all of this big money to direct the ship and you down at the bottom putting oil on the cannons, talking about, boy, these cannons are shining. What are we talking about? So again, all of the other things, or family time. That could have been family time where I'm sitting with my wife and my kids, getting caught up to where I don't have that time typically to bond with my family like that on a day-to-day basis. I sacrificed their time to paint this room. I sacrificed business time to paint this room. Whatever else I could have been doing, I could have been, you know, making those deposits in those areas. Is it worth $200, $300, whatever I would have paid to get that room? If you ask me that in a different scenario, hey, would you pay $200 to spend time with your family, your wife, and your children? I pay $1,000 to spend time with my wife and children. You see what I'm saying? So when you put things, take the time to sit back and really put that into context, your answer and your outcome of your decision will be made. It'll really be different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you, I struggle with associating actions, me getting things accomplished with value, like being able to check things off. I did this. I got this.
Yes.
It's like you said, we're not going to pay somebody to do this. I got this. And it's so much double talk for me because I can see it when my wife is making those kind of decisions.
Yeah.
It's very clear there's something else. It's like there's a better course of action.
Yes.
But with me, and I don't know if it's pride and ego. It's probably pride and ego where I feel like I'm not accomplishing enough, so I got to do more.
Right.
Everything is rated on the basis of how much you got done 10 minutes ago, an hour ago, last week, especially being in this new space for me and for us, my wife, of entrepreneurship where things aren't predictable.
Right.
So it's almost like you're trying to do so much to see if something sticks in any of those activities, and all the while you're kind of treading water.
Yeah.
Right. Where they say the duck looks calm above the water, underneath the surface it's chaotic and it's, you know, its feet are going crazy. So I'm becoming more aware of it, and I'm trying to figure out like what that balance isn't the right word, but what the allocation of energy, the right allocation of energy is to show that through my actions, I'm concerned about us and our future, and I'm doing everything I can to stabilize it and make sure that we have one.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I recognize that you have a need for me to be engaged in my wife and my children. It's like I lean more to the side of let me show them this thing that I believe to be valuable, or that I think they're going to appreciate more,
yes,
the fruits of it more, but losing the time, the connection, the moments in the process.
What helps me in that situation is the communication of asking, and because I struggle with the same. Like I'm very results based.
Mm.
You know what I mean? If I can't see the progress, if I can't see the checked boxes, if I can't see the 20 things that I've done today and got them completed or even started, what did I do today?
Right.
I feel less accomplished. And family wise, I tried to do a good job of gauging or checking the temperature of the family or the household if I'm too busy. When they start to seem like they're disconnected or detached, to me, that screams they've adjusted in a way that I don't want the adjustment made.
Right.
They've become so used to me not being engaged to where they're normalizing it. And I don't want that to be a normal thing for you, to where now it's like the conversation we had about default parent.
True.
That situation causes them to even more so lean on mom as the default parent. Dad's busy. Dad's always busy. He doesn't have time to answer this question. I'm not even going to ask him. When you're thinking to yourself, man, you know, you may be laughing and joking when you say it, but you still say it. I'll always run to your mom, man. Holler at me. What? I got it. What you need? You're busy. You're gone. You're detached. You're tied up. Your mind is weary. Even if I don't say it, they're looking at your energy. They're looking at your body. You know, dad comes in and he write on something. Instead of walking in, put your bags down or whatever you have, breathe, decompress, and go directly into engaging with the kids. They fresh out of school. Mom coming in fresh off work. Take that time and engage for a moment. Like, hey, what we got? What we doing?
Yeah.
Like Bishop been asking us for a few days now. He wants everybody to gather in one room and watch this movie. And we were like, yep, we're going to do it. But every day it's something. He hasn't asked in a couple of days now, you know. So let's say he asked 3 days. He skipped 2 days of asking now. To me, in his mind, he's turned the switch off like, we're not going to watch this.
Yeah.
I don't want him to have to double back and be like, hey, we never watched that movie. And that's just an example of the engagement of checking in. You know, we had conversations about checking in. Hey, y'all good? What y'all need from me? Like, what we doing? What y'all lacking? What y'all feel like we hadn't done in a while that we can do? And you might be like, Lord, I'm finna miss 50 things I can do today. I had this blocked off, but
bro,
it'll be there tomorrow, bro. I promise.
And that happened with me and with Eli this week. He was actually for a couple weeks, he was like, Dad, I need some shoes.
Yeah.
And legit did.
Yeah.
Like he was, cause they play. They go outside to be running through shoes. And he was down to like a pair of Jordans that he got for Christmas. His sister got them for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, I don't want these to be my play shoes. So number one, salute to that, understanding that Jays ain't, you know, Jays at work. But he was like, you know, otherwise yeah, they're also kind of clunky, they're heavy, and I just need some shoes.
Yeah.
And he come home a couple of days like, can we get some shoes today? And he's saying, like, I'm at a point now. Like,
yeah,
I don't have any options.
Right.
I got these big clunky joints that I can't move around in.
Yeah.
Or I got these joints that I'm walking through. So yesterday we finally went, man, and he was just grateful. And another thing with him is like he's one of the ones that'll normalize it. Like if you say you're gonna do something, you don't do it, he's like, ah, oh, you was. And it's not like he's mad.
Right.
It's just
that's who you are.
Sometimes your word means something, sometimes don't, right? And the danger with that is, especially having, well, either of them, my son's becoming it and my daughter's looking for it, like what they look for when they start to choose partners.
Yeah.
Like what's acceptable, right? Because there are phases of my life where if you just took that behavior for that phase, I absolutely would not want you to go find somebody like your father. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hopefully as they grown and see me mature and they see that it is phases, some that I care not to revisit.
Yeah.
They get that big picture, but that's not guaranteed.
It's not.
Not guaranteed. So I don't want to put that on them as acceptable, even if it's in the vein of trying to do the right thing for the family. But you're right, man. It comes down to communication, man.
Yeah.
So, bro, time has flown. I didn't know how long this was going to go. I needed this quick out of, and I'm, even as I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh, okay, so we ended now. I can go in there and edit. I can do, I can stack every minute up until we go pick up my mother-in-law. But I think what's going to happen is I'm going to sit down somewhere.
Please.
For about 30, 45. Please.
Just carve that time out and be like, I'm not doing nothing else.
Yeah.
And I just got a shake, so I don't know what that's about.
We're going to wrap it up.
If a flight didn't change or something. But in real time, as y'all see, this is real life, real love, real focus, real redirection, real self-correction, because we're not perfect. We've said time and time again that this is us living out loud in front of the camera, having real life, real conversations. Those aren't scripts. Those aren't talking points. Those aren't just, let me say this to get people to look at the show. If it's one person or a million people, this is still the same conversation right. That we're having, because we do have children. We do have families. We do have lives. And man, we pushing.
And we're aware.
Really aware.
Shout out to the U's. Love Keisha J Studios.
Yes.
I don't know how many products she has now, but I think the latest and greatest is CarSense. She does the room diffusers, but they have a version for your car that goes in the vent. It's real. It's fly. It's like a glass diffuser with the reeds in it for your car. It's like, okay.
I like it.
So I'm learning.
I like it.
I'm learning to shut up for real.
And get out the way. We got to get out the way.
Bro.
Sometimes we got to get out the way.
It like, though the Amazon packages pile up.
Don't get me started.
Well, I trust her. I think that's a backup revelation.
Yeah.
One of the two. Speaking of the U's, y'all moving around the mall because
we are,
things
man.
Going
we,
crazy.
We headed to El Paso. We have a branch out there now that we're actively treating and seeing patients out there. That's going well. We're going into South Texas.
Yeah.
In the near future. Going out to West Texas. Southwest. No, I'm sorry. We're already in West Texas.
Yeah, Southeast.
It's East, Southeast. So stay tuned, man. Just big stuff. The DSN is jumping. If you don't know by now that's the DSN network, shame on you. But a lot of stuff, a lot of focus, health and wealth, the blending, the mentality, family, life, parenting, sons, daughters, marriage. There's a lot of avenues that we touch on, talk about. Just because you don't see D. Johns or you don't see Jay Black, if you see that DSN on the screen,
oh dear,
just know that's quality and pay attention to what's being said. It's deep, it's important, and we use it. So.
Network is a real thing.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
Yeah.
I got the backed up editing jobs to prove it.
Yeah. Shout out to Philip Washington.
Shout out to Philip Washington. Shout out to Nate.
Nate
Cobman.
Yeah.
Shout out to a lot of, like, I'm excited about the people that are, I'm excited about the nucleus. I'm excited about those that are adjacent and, you know, on the periphery. There's some things happening.
Yes.
Some of your favorite people are connecting.
Yes.
And that's not a flex. That's just information.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Stay tuned. Network is a real deal.
Stay tuned.
That's going to do it for this one. We appreciate you guys. God bless you. Peace.
Peace.
They tried to count me out. I'm going to count
and
me
out. Change my hand.
Can't the head of the beast.
Can't be right.
Nah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.